From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. UN officials appealed to the Syrian government for permission to drop relief to besieged areas. The UN Security Council held an emergency closed-door meeting Friday to hear briefings about the blockage of humanitarian aid in Syria. French ambassador to the UN, François Delattre, told reporters after the briefing the UN will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops.
On Sunday, the UN, in accordance with the ISSG's request, will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops to reach localities for which land access was denied by the Syrian regime.
The Syrian government announced on Thursday that it approved the delivery of aid to what it called 36 restive areas and partial deliveries to 8 other areas in June. Syria's UN ambassador Bashar Jafari dismissed claims by some council members that the government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The International Syria Support Group, a coalition of world powers, had called for the World Food Program to unilaterally deliver food to besieged Syrians starting June 1st if access was not granted by the Syrian government. 9 people were confirmed dead and many more feared missing after a boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday, 140 kilometers south of the southern Greek island of Crete. Rescuers pulled more than 340 people from the sea. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, at least 117 bodies washed up on the beach on the coast of Libya Friday after a smuggling boat carrying mainly African migrants sank in the Mediterranean. This is VOA News.